use tonight some little toes to chew and bite. For I am the incarnation of all that is evil. I am the toe monster, and I would love to bite your toes, Nino, to chew off the corns, to dab at my cheeks with the corn pads and crunch on the bunions. And maybe even one of that dying sweet toes, one of her toes.
My honey said, my God, we have to put up with that night after night, that stinking thing underneath the bed. Why don't we call someone? I said, yeah, and call someone and tell them what. Tell them what, we have a monster living underneath the bed that wakes us up every night at 10:45. You know what they'll do? They'll put us in a loony bin. They'll lock us away and throw the key. It'll be all over.
Yes, there is no escape, so you might as well admit it. One of you is going to have to slide a foot out from under the covers and sacrifice a couple of toes just to shut me up.
My honey said, I'll do it. I'll do it. You've put up with this for years. I can't put up with it. I can't lie here at night listening to that guy. I'll sacrifice my toes. I said, no, never! Never! I don't want you deformed. I don't want you deformed with it. That's when she turned to me and said, oh, so the only reason you want me now is because everything is working fine, huh? I'd have been with you when you were deformed. Remember when you were in the hospital with a slip disc? I was by your side every day, and I was looking at a disc operation, and you might have been a cripple of half the man that I was with. And I stuck with you, and you won't stick with me if I were missing a couple of toes? I said, well,
you tell him, baby.
I said, shut up down there, shut up. Of course I'd stick with you if you were missing a couple of toes. You know, if for some reason you flipped over at night and he bit two of them off, you'd still be my honey, little honey, my deenie-weenie-meenie. She said, well, I'm glad we brought up this subject, because what would happen if one day, just for example, God forbid I get in a car accident, I go through the windshield, scars me up, would you still stick with me? I said, well, yeah. She said, well, you still stick with me! I'd be the same human being, only I'd be lacerated and torn. Hematomas everywhere. Would you stick with me? I said, well, she said, all my teeth knocked out. I said, yeah, I'm sure I'd stick with you. She said, oh, you pig. You pig. Answer me honestly. And she grabbed a Bible. She said, put your hand on this. Would you stick with me if I went head first through the windshield? I said, yes. I would. Just don't go through it butt first, okay? Because then I might have to say,